You see the questions that are in your bulletin as well as on the screen here. Who gave the Apostle Paul refreshment in prison while he wrote his last letter to Timothy? And who taught Martin Luther his theology and inspired him in his translation of the New Testament? And who was it that discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls? Okay, now take a moment to give your answer and simply write it on the notepad of your mind. Okay, so how did you all do? How many of you answered all three of them? Okay, did anybody get any of them? Really? You used your phone and looked it up. Well, who was it that gave refreshment to Paul in prison? His name was Onesiphorus. And who taught Martin Luther his theology? His name is Bartholomus. And finally, who discovered the Dead Sea Scrolls? A Bedouin shepherd named Mohammed Ekdib. Now, before we write those answers off as trivia, stop and think about it. Had it not been for these people and people like them, people whose names are largely forgotten now, we would all be the poorer for it. These unknowns touched lives that touched lives. And so, as has been made well aware this morning, today we are celebrating All Saints Sunday, a religious holiday. Holiday comes from holy day, so it's also a holiday. A holy day that originated in the early church. In the first centuries of Christianity, the church kept track of its martyred saints, and they celebrated their birthdays in heaven on the anniversaries of their death on earth. Though often for other than religious reasons, some of those saints are still popular today, as Janet made clear in our children's message. And that was not just for the children. Children's messages are for you folks also. St. Nicholas of Myra in Turkey, whom we know of as Santa Claus. St. Valentine, whose celebration of love and romance comes on February 14. St. Patrick's Day, a day celebrated by all, whether Irish or not. Those are some of the well-known saints. Each has his own day. I had a hard time deciding what scripture to use this morning. Of the 13 major epistles, 8 of them have a listing in their conclusions of salutations and greetings, and almost all of the names are unknown to us, as unknown as those that were in our quiz. But I chose this morning's scripture because while it mentions several of these unknown saints, it also encourages us to give them their due. It is from the last paragraphs of Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth. Keep alert, he writes. Stand firm in your faith. Be courageous, be strong, and let all that you do be done in love. Now, brothers and sisters, you know that members of the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaicus, and they have devoted themselves to the service of saints. I urge you to put yourselves at the service of such people and of everyone who works and toils with them. I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus because they have made up for your absence. For they refreshed my spirit as well as yours. So give recognition to such persons. Stephanas Fortunatus, Achaicus, who knows any of them? And yet Paul concluded that they refreshed his spirit and urges us to give recognition to such persons. And that is what this day, All Saints Day, is all about. It's a day to remember the common, ordinary saints, those who do not have a special day, and to give recognition to these common, ordinary saints. So let me give you another small quiz, one of which every one of you will have a right answer. There are no wrong answers. Who are the saints who have touched your life? The teacher? The parent or grandparent? The aunt or uncle? Perhaps a scout leader? A youth group leader? A friend? A minister? A brother or a sister? Who are the saints who have touched your life? When Andrea and I were in high school, Andrea's my wife, we met and started dating in high school, and now we've been married 53 years, so there's something to be said for early romances. There was a saint by the name of Jean Woodward. We all called her Woody. She was not a particularly attractive person. She was somewhat overweight. She was old. I mean, she was at least in her 30s. When you're a teenager, that's old. And she was our church youth group advisor. She liked us and listened to us and loved us and cared for us, and we all knew that. Woody was a saint. Saints are everyday women and men, just like you and me. They do not come with halos as standard equipment. They often have feet of clay. They are far from perfect, but they have heard God's call, and their lives are transformed in God's service, and sometimes their lives transform ours as well. And isn't that what Paul is talking about in our scripture? Remembering and giving thanks for these saints who have refreshed us on our journeys through life. When I went off to seminary, I met another saint, one who was very different from Woody. He was the president of SFTS, San Francisco Theological Seminary, Ted Gill. Now, Ted was no ordinary saint. In the eyes of some, he was more a sinner than a saint. But Ted Gill brought to me a sense of openness. He gave me permission to doubt and question. He invited a spark of creativity, and he was a breath of fresh air. Ted Gill was a saint. A classic definition of a saint is a child who, after seeing pictures of saints in stained glass windows, said, "A saint is someone the light shines through." We've all known people like that. Those saints through whom God's light has shone upon us. Those folks whose lives radiate with the mystery of God and the presence of Christ. And in that same way, there is the light that shines through you onto someone else, because we are all saints and this is our day. A number of years ago, I began the discipline of writing a note each year on All Saints Day to one of those saints who was a part of my life. So I wrote to Woody, and I wrote to Ted Gill, and I wrote to others who over the years in Paul's words refreshed me. People who inspired me. People who gave me direction. folks who put up with me, folks who gave meaning to my life, those folks I can call saints. So when did you last send a note to a saint? To someone who is an important part of your life? Do it this week. I conclude with the story of another saint, a story that is told by Tony Campolo. I know of a school teacher named Miss Thompson. Every year when she met her new students, she would say, "Boys and girls, I love you all the same. I have no favorites." But teachers do have favorites. And what is worse, most teachers have students they really don't like very much. Well, little Teddy Stallard was a boy that Miss Thompson just didn't like. And for good reason. He never seemed interested in school. There was a deadpan, blank expression on his face, and his eyes had a glassy, unfocused appearance. When she spoke to Teddy, he always responded in monosyllables. His clothes were musty and his hair was unkempt. He wasn't an attractive boy, and he certainly wasn't likable. Whenever Miss Thompson marked Teddy's paper, she got a certain perverse pleasure out of putting X's next to the wrong answers. And when she put the F's on the paper, it was with a certain amount of flair. She should have known better. She had Teddy's records. And she knew more about him than she wanted to admit. The records read like this. First grade. Teddy shows promise with his work and attitude, but has a poor home situation. Second grade. Teddy could do better. His mother is seriously ill. He receives little help at home. Third grade. Teddy is a good boy, but too serious. He's a slow learner. His mother died this year. Fourth grade. Teddy is very slow but well behaved. His father, though, shows no interest. Christmas came, and the boys and the girls in Miss Thompson's class brought her Christmas gifts. They piled them up on the desk and they crowded around to watch her open them. And among the presents, there was one from Teddy Stallard. She was surprised that he had brought her a gift. Teddy's gift was wrapped in brown paper and was held together with Scotch tape. On the paper was written the very few simple words, "For Miss Thompson, from Teddy." When she opened Teddy's present, out fell a gaudy rhinestone bracelet with half the stones missing, and a half-empty bottle of cheap perfume. The other boys began to giggle and smirk over Teddy's gifts. But Miss Thompson at least had enough sense to silence them by immediately putting on the bracelet, spraying some of the perfume on her wrist, and holding her wrist up for the other children to smell. And she said, "Doesn't it smell lovely?" And the children took her cue and readily agreed. At the end of the day, when school was over and the other children had left, Teddy lingered behind. He slowly came to the desk and he said slowly, "Miss Thompson, you smell just like my mother." "And her bracelet looks real pretty on you, too. I'm glad you like my presents." When Teddy left, Miss Thompson got down on her knees. And she asked God to forgive her. Miss Thompson had become a different person. She was no longer only a teacher. She was now an agent of God. She was a person committed to loving her children and doing things for them that would live long after her. She helped all of her children, but especially the slower ones, and especially Teddy Stallard. And by the end of that year, Teddy showed dramatic improvement. He had caught up with most of the students and was even ahead of some. She didn't hear from Teddy for a long time after that. And then one day she received a note that read, "Dear Miss Thompson, I wanted you to be the first to know that I will be graduating second in my class. Love, Teddy Stallard." And then 4 years later, another note came. "Dear Miss Thompson, they just told me I will be graduating first in my class. I wanted you to be the first to know. The university hasn't been easy, but I like it. Love, Teddy Stallard." And then 4 years later, "Dear Miss Thompson, as of today, I am Theodore J. Stallard, MD. How about that? I wanted you to be the first to know. I'm getting married next month, the 27th to be exact, and I want you to come and sit where my mother would have sat if she were alive. You are the only family I have now. Dad died last year. Love, Teddy Stallard." Miss Thompson went to that wedding, and she sat where Teddy's mother would have sat, because she had become God's agent in Teddy's life. And that is what this day is all about. All Saints Sunday. So as Paul wrote, give recognition to a saint in your life. Amen.